say, the person point of view, I think I don't have no one single quality to sit on this throne just beside the Buddha. But I'm a very ignorant person, but my guru, my master, taught me teachings, meditations, Buddha Dharma. So that's why respect the Dharma. So I sit in this throne. Because I sit in this place, in the throne, because of the Dharma respect, not because of my personal any one drop of quality, good quality. So, because of that reason, before I try to explain some Dharma, I'm going to supplicate teacher Buddha and all the lineage masters until my teacher. And specifically, I want to supplicate my both. I have two teachers, both already passed away, Nirvana. I just supplicate both of them. Then after that, I'm going to try to explain. Okay? So, a long one I pray in the last place is, before receiving Dharma teachings, very important to correct your motivation. So, which motivation you have now, before Dharma teaching? They have motivation, I like to say, three. First motivation is Dharma, samsara motivation. Coming here to listen Dharma teaching, I have some suffering, I just want to pull down my suffering, and I know Dharma teachings, meditation help me, my pressure go down, higher up, blood pressure will go down, my stress go down. That kind of motivation is samsaric motivation. That meditation cannot help you to achieve nirvana or enlightenment. Second motivation is, oh yes, samsara, oh my life is difficult, how much I try to work, how much I try to make happy, healthy, but I cannot achieve happy and healthy. At the end, all the time I have suffering and uneasiness. So I want to meditate, and I want to come here to learn Dharma, I want to be free from this circle of existence of samsara. So if you have that kind of motivation, and that motivation can help you to achieve nirvana. The last one, number third one, I came here to receive Dharma teaching, not because of myself, because I want to help my parents, my loved ones, and all the sentient beings, wherever the space prevails. All the sentient beings, I have feelings. So because of the reason, I come here to receive Dharma teaching, and I try to meditate how much I can. That kind of motivation is named for Bodhicitta, enlightenment path. You want to enlighten. So that's why these three steps of motivation is very important. And I'd like to recommend you to have the second one or third one, not the first one. In the one you have a first one, try to change to second one or third one. And Buddha Dharma, when you try to see how many volumes Buddha taught, how many different kinds of teachings, how many Buddha taught many teachings. For example, nowadays you have for a list like this, thick book like this, length like this, page 350 each volume, 102 volume. Try to study, you become old and already dying, but no time to meditate. So what we should do? So most important is try to pick the essence of the Dharma. What really Buddha really taught, the essence. That essence you apply daily, every day. Then that really has effect. Because this is my experience. When I'm young, when I'm 15 years old, my teacher is a 74, 75, my meditation teacher. Then he only teach very deep teachings, only who does 3 years retreat in the forest. At least minimum 3 years you go to the forest and he teach very deep. You don't go there, then he don't teach so much. He teach everything, not teachings, but not that deep in teacher. Then I like to learn deep teaching. So I say, Master, I want to go 3 years retreat. Master say, you are too young. No. You need to go study. But no. I said, where I go study? He said, he picked my study place in India. Then this for all in only for the monks. Then I went there to study. When I first year study, I really like to learn. Many books. Debate, and how we debate like this. We put this one point here. I think in Thai you don't see so much, but we do this every day, 3 hours debate. This one, like this, and one man sit down, monk sit down, one monk up. This is how we debate. Debate means one person sit. Sometimes he take view of different religion, sometimes inside Buddhist. Other one teacher, okay, you right view, not like that. So I'm really, really into study. Then, slowly, I study. 5 years, I study. Then my devotion, my faith, go less. My compassion, go less. My ego. Whoever I see other people, I say, you not study well. What for? Like that. Very ego. Then my master, who passed away when I'm 16 years old, he told me, I die, you go to this master to study. Then he already told my second master. Then I went to see the second master. I said, Master, before I don't know Dharma, but I have faith. But now I know some Dharma, but I don't have no faith. What to do? The master said, okay. Master told me to sit down. I stay with him 1.5 months to learn. Then I listen teachings. And in the mind I'm thinking, Master, you are good, you are old experience, but a philosopher, I'm better than you. Meditation, you are better, but philosophy, I'm better. That ego I have. And my master speak. He picked one word. Pranja. Jnana. Pranja. Tanja. Panya. He picked one word. He explained this sutra, this school, like that. I never saw him reading book and studying for 1.5 months. I only see him meditating. And I read book, I open 10 books. He talking about that all. Then I cannot get my ego, my pride melt. Then I say, Master, what is this method that you can say everything if I didn't show you to study? He said, meditation. Then from there, then I learn meditation. Then he also meditate, he had a big window. And he called me, sit, I need to sit down. I said, he said, I'm meditating. And my body ache, my neck ache. I thinking, when other monk come over tea, you know, when they over tea, then I go work, you know. I don't want to meditate. So painful. When I meditate, every pain come. Lower back come, knee pain come, headache pain come, thinking many, worry too much, everything come. I cannot like this. Master, he turned me like this. You know, like a wood, you stick on the ground. Yes? Whether the stick want to stay in the ground, doesn't matter. His hammer will bang, 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 like this. Sit. Sometimes my eye moves like this. Then I learn from like this, from my master. So that's why it's very important. I just want to tell you my short story, my own experience. Yes, very important to have faith and compassion, karuna. Same time, it's very important to have understanding, dharma. But at the same time, it's very important to meditate. So today, my topic is going to be the view, meditation, conduct and fruition. When we learn dharma, it is very important to put in four categories. First is view. View can cover two different levels. First, how relative true, how Buddha Dharma teach what relative true is. Like when you have too strong attachment, you're going to have more suffering. Or whoever born in this world, an end is a death. Whoever you meet, is end is part. Whatever you imbibe, is going to be destroyed, or naturally going to be, how to say, pelled down. So that is the very, relative true of view. Also, the true of view is what is the nature of I. In Thai, how do you say I?
Atta.
Atta. What is the nature of Atta? I. That's why ultimate truth Buddha is going to teach. You really want to achieve Nirvana. You really want to achieve complete peaceful in through meditation, through understanding. Ultimate true view is very important. That's why this view. Meditation means how I should practice. Which quality I should have when I want to practice meditation. This is meditation. Conduct. What I should do daily. I'm a meditation, I'm a meditator, I'm a Dharma practitioner. But my conduct is what? My conduct is usually I wake up, I eat, I cook, I do work, I meet, then I sleep. That's what I should do daily, conduct. Fruition. When I put view and I meditate exactly as a view, then I go through my conduct, exactly like my meditation, and what is the result of that? And fruition, fruit. What is my result? And they talking about results. So I pick from Dharmapada. You all know Dharmapada very well. That's why I personally pick this quotations. It's already printed, now they will give to you. So I'm going to pick here, they have English and Thai and Pali and Thai translation of Dharmapada, and they have 444 lines. It's quite small, so you need to, you need to wear. So they're talking about this kind of things. I'm not going to teach all, but I'm going to highlight a little bit. Okay, so they're going to give to you. The first, I'd like to read one Dhammapada's quotation.
So the first concerns relative view. Let's say mind is the main factor. Of the twin verses chapter, it says, all things have the nature of mind. mind is the chief and takes the lead. If the mind is polluted, whatever you do or say will bring suffering. That will follow you like a cart trails behind a horse.
So here it says very, very clearly what Buddha. For example, when we do meditation, sutra chanting, prostration, go around the temple, yes, offer flowers, give dana, meditation of mindfulness, whatever you do, you need to do to tame your mind. Because when you don't tame your mind, all the things, wrong doings, everything follow, be created by your mind. So your speech, your mind, everything will, speech and your body, action will follow your mind. That's why you need to tame the mind. That is the meaning of that. Your mind is important to tame. Okay. So, for example, the second quotation says again, usually we like to blame the people when you have things happen, unhappy things happen, we like to blame people. We like to blame the spirits, ghosts. Ghost spirit, oh, this ghost spirit must have, please do something to the ghost spirit. We do that. So mostly, most important is you need to now listen to that quotation here. It says very, very clear that all the evil done is by yourself, not known from others. You are yourself done great problems. Yourself, you can be liberated from yourself. So,
it's also from the Dhammapada, verse 165, page 3. 165. So I read the quotation here. It says, it is by oneself that evil is done, by oneself that one is afflicted. It is oneself who turns away from evil, by oneself that one is purified. Purity and impurity depends on oneself. No one purifies another.
So it's very, very clear. I don't think so. I need to explain God. And I'd like to highlight a few things. For example, when you learn Dharma, it's very important to understand the meaningful one. Meaningful is very important to understand. But nowadays, we don't try to understand the meaningful things. We try to forget the meaningful Dharma, then we try to distract. We try to learn Dharma, we distract to meaningless things. So that's why it's very important to learn the meaningful. That is the only Dharma. So, the quotation is going to say again.
Then comes the next part. What is meaningful? The Dharma. In the Dhammapada, verse 11, it says, those who see the meaningless as meaningful and the meaningful as meaningless are in the realm of false thought and will not obtain the meaningful.
So it's quite boring, isn't it? It's more letter, you know, see well. I need to follow one by one, and I try to point, try to jump him. He cannot jump, and he's not jumping, and you all know what the world is talking. It looks quite things. But why I want to make this Dhammapada quotation, because when I give talk, some people thinking that it's my opinion, one person opinion, and Dharma is no opinion. Dharma is already fixed. What Buddha taught is true, and then I try to repeat and try to prove what I'm saying as Buddha taught. That's why this is my temper. Listen, this is my sort of like how to say, as backup. my backup. That's why it's very important to understand. One thing I'd like to extra to say a little bit, that many people I saw nowadays, included me, we do meditation, we do dharma, we do practice, yes? Yes or no? Yes? I'm not hearing you. We all do dharma. Then, honestly speaking, I think we losing our point, the view, the real other meaningful view. We losing that point. Yes or no?
Yes.
How you know yes? Because when we do dharma, meditation, practice, we never let go our ego. Understand? Do you understand? We do meditate. Who doing meditation? I doing meditation. I'm doing prostration. I'm doing prostration. Yes? Or I do give dana. Or I become happier. Everything is related with you. You feel like this all the time, your ego. It's very difficult to change your pity from your suffering. Very difficult. So what we should do? Now I'm going to speak a little bit, okay? Okay, the page number 4. Okay, anyone you have the page number 4. In English they say alternate view. Okay?
Which column?
Page number 4. When you look down for the first column, it's an alternate view. It says, the childish thing, I have sons, I have wealth. When you do not have even, as it, have yourself, how can you have sons and wealth? I'm sorry, because this last little word, so small letter. I cannot see. I'm doing this, I cannot see well. So this is very, very clear here. Anyone, you do meditation, don't only do just shamatha meditation. You can, your teacher, you ask, request him to teach. I want to meditate, that I want to tame my negative emotion. I want to tame ego thinking. Because I try to use, experience myself many, many times. For example, I check myself. Buddha said like this, oh, you tame yourself, you're never going to be free from. You're not going to be tame the anger. And I check. One day I say like this, and somebody says something not nice to me, and I think I'm unhappy. So where this word is hitting to me. So then I thought, if Buddha is very, very right, that until I hold, how much I do meditation, Chavata meditation, Anapana meditation, you do Anapana meditation, you have little bit mindfulness, but when you have ego like this, holding ego very strong, whatever people would say something, your mindfulness lose, hit you, the anger comes. Right away. So that's why Buddha says very important to change yourself. And honestly speaking, what you think is you are not. That's why here it's quite sad. One day I'm very, very sad. My master told me that I'm very, very sad. Same time a little angry. I said, Master, I'm here. I said, Master said, what? And Master said, who are you? I said, I'm here. I said, show me. Master said, point me, show me. I said like this. I tried to go on because I do like this. Master said, this is your cheek, this is not you. I go like this, this is your right cheek, this is your nose, this is not you. And I don't find one but me. Like that. This is the problem. So that's why Buddha means here very, very clear that we think everything we have is mine, until very doubtful what is me. That is me to the king very much. That is ultimate me. So now I think better I do like this. Don't look this one. too tiring. So I just say, okay, you know Lord is better. Okay, I'm going to focus only three things today. Okay, I'm not going to talk too much. I want to teach you three things. First, how to purify suffering and our bad karma, okay, wrongdoing, bad actions, karma, bad karma, and suffering to purify. How to purify that? This I want to say first. Second, no, because I want to say that, okay? They have four powers, okay? What do you do? The practices for four powers. First, power of support. When you do confession, no? Confession, very important to have power of support. That is our teacher Buddha and Arahant and Bodhisattvas and three jewels on the back teaching Dharma. Number second is power of regret. Oh, whatever I done wrong in the past, whether I'm knowing or not knowing, I feel very regret. Like I eat wrong food and now I'm sick. I regret to eat this wrong food. Like that kind of regret is very important. Number third, power of antidote. Okay? The power of antidote is okay, the power of antidote I teach later. Therefore, power of support, power of regret, power of antidote, power of promise, not doing again wrong. Promise or shila, shil, commitment. It lessens power of commitment. This is the four powers. Finish. Now, for example, are you going to temple? Okay, you have front, you have Buddha. Then you sit down. You think the real Buddha teacher is there. Then you put palm together. Okay, because what you visualize in the front is Buddha is real there. Then this power of support. Now, second, when you try to do contest, you need to think you must have regret. When you don't have regret, then it's not confess really, how to say, not pure. So you need to be regret. Oh, I done something wrong, very bad. Now I really regret. Second. Number third, I say, oh, I'm Buddha, I want to confess whatever I done wrong. I scold somebody, I thought anger, I have, how to say, regret. I scold my boy, or I beat somebody, or I wish something wrong, I want to confess this all. Whether I'm knowing or not knowing, I want to confess this all in front of you. Then, power of antidote is meditation. You put Buddha in the front like this, So you focus Buddha's eyebrow, between eyebrow, or Buddha's heart center. Or Buddha, you know, this one, how you say in it, that time?
Crown of death.
No.
Chakra.
Not this one. What? Oh, this one, okay. So, you can focus this, or here, or here. Just focus, and you meditate. Like how you meditate in Anapana. Exactly that way you focus and meditate. Okay? Then after this meditation finish, then you, you supplicate Buddha, please bless me to improve my meditation, increase my loving kindness and compassion, and increase my diligence, increase my awareness. Please, like that, supplicate. Then, this is power of antidote. First one is power of support, power of regret or unconscious, then power of antidote, little bit meditation. Okay? Then supplicate again. Then last one is power of commitment, not doing again. Like somebody say, oh yes, I school very badly, so I want to again come to Buddha, I'm not going to school again. Or I smoke a lot, I smoke 2 packets every day. Or I don't want to smoke 2 packets, but I want to smoke 1 packet. Or I drink every day 10 glasses of wine. So I only reduce to 5, because I cannot reduce all, but I have okay. Like that kind of something, like commitment you do. This, you do this 4 together in one session. Most of bad karma can reduce. Where when you have a pain or sickness, diseases, or you have family fighting, or business not good. Why business not good? Why you not happy? Why are your family fight? Because something is wrong with karma. Yes? In the past life you do something wrong, now you have experience. Don't blame the spirits and ghosts all the time. Then you do confess. How to confess? I say the 4 ways. Power of support, Buddha. Power of regret, or I regret that I've done this is wrong. In the past life, I don't know, I don't remember what I did wrong. Again, I want to confess that. Then power of antidote, meditate, Buddha meditation is our teacher. So we focus is between the eyebrow, or in the heart, or in the Unishka, Unisha. We say Tuktur in Tibetan. Focus there. Like same thing, focus to Anapana, just focus. And finish, then you do, how to say, commitment, or I'm not going to do again wrong. I'm not going to do again this mistake. Please bless me with that. This you put together, you can reduce many bad karmas. Now second, I'll have to teach daily how you should practice. For example, you should, I already talked a few times in here, in a few days. Yes? Morning you wake up. Morning you wake up, Buddha in front of you, like this, in the eye level. His throne is eye level, his little higher. Then you supplicate. Don't wake up right away from your bed. You supplicate, you say, I want to receive. Bless me, yeah, you visualize Buddha and light come, bless you. You say, I want to increase my meditation, my wisdom, my metta and karuna, and tame my mind, and I want to achieve nirvana, please bless me. You visualize, no? Like that. Then Buddha slowly, this is Buddha's face, slowly Buddha turns around, stays like this. When you eating, drinking time, Buddha slowly go from here inside and throat, stay in the throat. And when you drink, you drink offerings. Like that. If you visualize, you offering to Buddha. When you sleep, Buddha become little smaller, like a size of thumb, sit in your heart. And heart is lotus, like a lotus flower. It petal, little bit. Little bit close, not so close, little bit close. Then Buddha, like a thumb size, very light. You think of Buddha like this and you sleep. You do like this, whole sleeping. 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, all are meditation on Buddha. These 3 things are very, very important. You can do very easily. When you focus very much, when you're sleeping, you cannot sleep. Very difficult to sleep, you know. You have Buddha in the heart. From your and you can't sleep. Just focus and relax. Then you fall asleep nicely. Number 3 is taught by one of our master. It's over 1,000 years ago. His name called Atisha Dibamkara. Okay? So he's a very master, very famous master, Indian master. He went to Tibet to teach. So this is his method I'm going to teach you. Very, very simple. But before that, I like to say, when you don't tame your negative emotion, it's not good. One time, I'm young, I'm small, and somebody master said when I'm 1 year old, a high master, few master said I'm a reincarnation of somebody, some sifu, some monk, I don't know who. I don't remember anything, zero. They say some stuff. I say, okay. Yeah, from young they train. Then I sit in throne, my previous life throne. I sit. Then people do prostration, I do like this. We do like this prostration. I need to put my hand on other people's head. And one day my master teacher said, scold me. You think you're big? You stay in high throne, you think it's very big, you put your hand on other people's head. You don't understand Dharma, monkey can do that. And he scold me until I almost crying. He scold me. I said, this is not my fault. Said, you have ego, you have ego, you are pride. You can do whatever you like. And he scold me until like my tears coming out. Then I said, okay. And then I practice. So that's why I want to teach this method, very simple method. And you do this, then you can tame any negative emotion or feelings. You can tame it easily. Beginning can be a difficult practice, but I want to teach you that. Last year I taught, again I'm going to say again. Okay, so the method is very, very simple. When your anger arises, okay, I'm going to example your anger. Your anger arises. Mostly we act on anger. And yesterday, the picture or Sifu Tanjabu yesterday, he talked in Tawana, and I listened. Then I learned a lot yesterday. To reduce your anger. Now one thing what you can do is this master, the Dibamkara taught. He said, when your anger arises, when you notice anger arising, you look directly to anger. What is the anger's essence? The anger's essence. You know, understand? Essence? What is anger nature? What is the anger nature? You just focus, like how you focus to anapana, your breath. You just focus to anger like this, anger going to be disappear. Then slowly meditate. You not disappearing the anger. Anger nature is empty. That's why Buddha said in the Pajaparamitra Sutra, the short version one, says, I don't know. Your mind is emptiness. I say all the time this one. Emptiness, your mind is emptiness. Emptiness is your mind. Mind is not separate from emptiness. Emptiness is not separate from your mind. There's a when you look at the anger, they just focus, just very subtle focus. Anger going to just naturally disappear. When disappear, relax. And how you do meditation in anapana, exactly like this, you relax. Then you do 5 minutes, your anger gone. Anger come, why I'm angry? Because of this, so many reasons. Then you angry more. Exactly like that. Fear, guilty, loneliness. Whatever you want to say. Oh, today I'm very unhappy. Okay, where is unhappy mind? The thought. Don't find? Then relax. Like that. You understand? Is simple or not simple? Simple?
Yes.
It's very simple, huh?
Simple.
No, it's not difficult. This one, I tell you, negative emotion, you're not expressing negative emotion. You express negative emotion with, when I'm angry, it's expressed. Some people say, some people say, sometimes you need to release your emotion. Okay, I release one time. Okay, I release two times. Okay, I release three times. Then I become a habit. Again. In the end, I cannot control. This method, you're not expressing emotion. But you're not suppressing emotion too. Oh, don't be angry. It's okay, don't be angry. It's okay. Just suppressing. It's not, how to say, not good method in the long run. Okay? Oh, for example, sometimes this method is not suppressing, not suppressing anything, expressing. You just simply you look at the thought in your mind, whatever appears, just simply look, disappears. Then you let be. Let be means natural let be. Then it's very, very peace. And that one is the how you tame your mind, your negative emotions. That is the talk by the great master Choji Padu Atisha Divankara. Atisha Divankara. You can look in Google and website, you write Atisha Divankara, then you will appear there. It's all 1,000 years ago. Okay, so I'm going to stop here today. Okay, I want to dedicate very short one. So now the Thank you very much.